Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents Bewitched by Edith Wharton. Adapted for audio by Beverly Cooper. Read by Barbara Barnes.
The snow was still falling thickly when Wendell Bosworth, who farmed the land south of Lone Top, drove up in his sleigh to Saul Rutledge's gate. He was surprised to see two other sleighs ahead of him. From them descended two muffled figures. Bosworth, with increasing surprise, recognized Deacon Hibben and Sylvester Brand, the widower from the old farm on the way to Lone Top. It was not often that anyone in Hemlock County entered Saul Rutledge's gate, least of all in the dead of winter, and summoned, as Bosworth at any rate had been, by Mrs. Rutledge. She was a woman who was known, even in that unsocial region, of possessing cold manners and a solitary character. The situation was enough to excite the curiosity of a less imaginative man than Wendell Bosworth. As he drove in between the broken-down white gateposts, topped by fluted urns, the two men ahead of them were leading their horses to the adjoining shed. Bosworth followed and hitched his horse to a post. The three tossed off the snow from their shoulders, clapped their numb hands together, and greeted each other.
"Hello, Deacon." "Well, well, Wendell."
They shook hands.
"Good day, Bosworth,"
said Sylvester Brand with a brief nod. He seldom put any cordiality into his manner, and on this occasion he was still busy about his horse's bridle and blanket. Wendell Bosworth, the youngest and most communicative of the three, turned to Deacon Hibben, whose long face, queerly blotched and moldy-looking, with blinking, peering eyes, was yet less forbidden than Brand's heavy-hewn countenance.
"Queer, are all meeting this way? Mrs. Rutledge sent me a message to come," Bosworth volunteered.
The deacon nodded.
"I got word from her, too. I hope there's no trouble here."
He glanced through the thickening fall of snow at the desolate front of the Rutledge house, the more melancholy in its present neglected state because, like the gateposts, it kept traces of former elegance. Bosworth had often wondered how such a house had come to be built in this lonely stretch of land. People said there had once been a thriving little township with other houses like it, but they had all burnt to the ground, reduced to ashes, except for this one left standing. The whole place, even in summer, wore a mournful, solitary air, and people wondered why Saul Rutledge's father had come here to settle.
"I never knew a place," Deacon Hibben said, "as seemed as far away from humanity. And yet it ain't so far away in miles."
"Miles ain't the only distance," Wendell Bosworth answered. And the two men, followed by Sylvester Brand, walked across the drive to the front door. People in Hemlock County did not usually come and go by their front doors, but all three men seemed to feel that, on an occasion which appeared to be so exceptional, the usual and more familiar approach by the kitchen would not be suitable. They had judged rightly. The deacon had hardly lifted the knocker when the door opened, and Mrs. Rutledge stood before them. "Walk right in,"